You are listening to Sibling Jabber, episode 38.
The point I'm making is the mind is a powerful place, and what you feed it can affect you in a powerful way. It's pretty cool, right? Yeah, but it's not always safe. Just hang with me, this'll only take a moment, okay? Just think about it for a second. If you look at your face every day when you get up and think you'll never be great, you'll never be great. Not because you're not, but the hate will always find a way to cut you up and murder your faith.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Roy.
I'm Danielle.
And how was your week, Danielle?
A little stressful, but okay, I guess.
Ooh. Well, I hope that de-stresses this weekend for you.
Me too. How was your week?
Good. It was a three-day work week. I took Tuesday off at school. She had like a spring scene. So went by quick, and it was fun. Had a good long weekend.
Good.
And happy National Olive Day to you, Danielle.
Ew, gross.
I know, right?
Olives are so gross.
I don't care what color they are nasty.
Unless it's Olive Garden. I do like Olive Garden.
I'm not a fan of them either. Food's too salty for me.
I just like pasta. I'm a carb person.
I do like carbs. I like pasta, but it's just, yeah, it's too salty. Before we get started here, I will let everybody know this is going to be our last episode of the season. Whatever that means, we don't really know. But I realize my kids are going to be home all summer now that I will be watching, so it's going to be pretty hard to find time to record. So we'll be taking a summer break. And that might mean maybe I'll have them, if they are interested in podcasting, maybe they'll do a kid jabber podcast, or maybe we'll have some time, you and I, Danielle, that we can record maybe like a 10-15 minute quick episode or something. Do like, I don't know, talk about a movie or our top 10 most annoying things that annoy us or stuff like that. So we'll try and keep it fun. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast, so if something comes out, you'll have it, you'll know. But now on to cheese rolling competitions. Have you ever heard of a cheese rolling competition?
Yes, I have.
Well, that's a big thing over in England. I guess it's the big one in Gloucester, England. I don't know. Do you know about this? That specific one?
I'm not sure if I know about that specific one.
I guess that's the big one because there is a Canadian.
That's not how you pronounce the name.
I'm pretty sure what it is or isn't.
Isn't.
Gloucester? Come on.
I'm pretty sure that's not how you say it.
I speak English, I know. The Mark Kitt, age 21, from Canada, said that he dreamed of cheese rolling glory since he first saw a video of the race when he was only 13 years old. So he finally made it over there. It was his first time ever. And as his first time ever, he won already. He beat everybody out. And if you look up cheese rolling competition, just Google it and you can see the video. It is hysterical how he won too. I mean, you don't get to see him start, but he just flops his body. You just see a little roll of cheese rolling down the hill. And then right after it, he is by himself. No one's even close to him. And he's rolling down the hill, but not rolling like you do when you're a kid. I mean, his body is bouncing around going down the hill. I don't know if he ended up all black and blue or not. I would imagine so.
Well, sounds like he had fun doing it.
Yeah, it's a big hill. It's a 45-degree slope. It draws hundreds of people every year. So how did you find out about cheese rolling competitions?
I don't know. I think I just read an article about it years and years ago.
Did you get to see one?
No.
See, you'll have to look up this video and watch it. This guy's hilarious. And then even everybody after him coming down trying to chase it. Like, they're slipping and sliding. Some people are trying to run. Some people are trying to be careful. Some people are rolling, but they're not doing it as well as that as well as Mark Kitt, who won. That's pretty hysterical. Over in Germany, this is our international version here. All the news is international. So, Florida, you're off the hook this week. You didn't mess up too bad.
That's good.
So, going over to Germany, police department has cameras all around the roads so that they can capture speeders. And what happens, they have some of them over here in the States too. Someone gets caught speeding and like the radar goes off and the camera click takes a picture real quick. All right.
Mm-hmm.
This man in Germany lucked out because they could not figure out who he was. The reason being, there was a dove that flew down in front of his car and timed it perfectly that the dove is exactly in front of the man's face as the picture went off.
Nice.
He was clocked doing 34 in an 18 mile per hour zone. Sounds weird because it's all in kilometers over there, so it's transferred into miles. That's why it's 18 miles per hour. And it would have been a $117 fine, but the dove flew in front of him and saved him.
I feel like I also recently read an article about camera, like, I don't know if it was Germany, though. There were cameras posted and, like, traffic cameras, and doves were just, like, sitting in front of them, like, right in front of them. And there were, like, two of them, and they would always come back. Oh, I wish I could remember where that was now.
Yeah, this one, he just flew right in front of it, right between. He's closer to the car than the camera, but he is blocking the man's face perfectly. The police department joked that the Holy Ghost must have intervened and sent the dove, and so that they will leave the speeder in peace at this time.
Oh, well, that's good for him.
Yeah, lucky man. I wish that would happen to me.
Or you could just not speed.
Yeah, that's so hard, though. going back to England, actually, a man that works in a store in England, one of the workers, is known for spinning cushions on his finger. Dan Spencer, age 33, at Morrison's store in Brighton, England. So he decided, you know what? I think I could break the world record for this. So they filmed it. Him and his girlfriend filmed it. Or his wife, sorry, filmed it. And sent it in the Guinness Book of World Records. They beat the world record. How long do you think he could spin a seat cushion for on his finger?
45 seconds.
You are not even close. I will give you one more shot.
I don't know. Seat cushions are so floppy. Like, what kind of seat cushion?
It's more to me. It looks more like a throw pillow that comes with a couch.
Yeah, those are so floppy. I don't know.
I needed the Jeopardy music there. He did it for a total of 18 minutes and 14 seconds.
Dang.
Congratulations, Dan Spencer, beating the Guinness Book of World Records. He said, I started doing it when I was about 10 years old. I was watching the telly with my mom. And I would just sit there and spin a pillow in the front of the room, and it drove her mad.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, well, look at me now, Ma. I made something of myself. I'm just kidding. He didn't say that part.
Well, it's not the worst thing to be in the Book of World Records for.
Yeah. It's good to know that you can be good at anything, kids. Just keep on practicing. What are you good at, Danielle? What could you break the world record for?
Nothing. I have no world record abilities.
Is there anything you did as a kid, like you just constantly did, like he said he would sit and watch TV and just spin that a pillow or on his finger. Is there anything you ever did like that when you were a kid? Something, I don't know, when you're in a room or watching TV or something out of boredom you would just keep doing?
No.
No, really?
No.
All right then.
You sound
Yeah.
surprised like you did.
Well, I did. I figured everybody kind of had maybe a little something that they would do. I don't know.
What did you do?
Especially when they're a kid. When I was watching TV, I guess maybe it was when I was listening to music, because I didn't really have cable in my room. So maybe when I was listening to music, I'd sit on the edge of my bed, and I had this like football pillow, and I would toss it up behind me, and I would swing back, so you end up going from sitting position to laying down position on the bed and catch the football. And I'll just keep on doing that back and forth.
Yeah, I did nothing like that.
You just played with your Polly Pockets.
Maybe. I don't know.
What's weird?
It's not weird. It's just like, I don't know. I just never did anything like that. It's not weird to do it. It's just, I never did.
All right. And now we are leaving the European area, the Europe area, and going to Australia. We have a man that was very drunk. And so when the taxi came to pick him up, they called the police for assistance. So two police officers showed up, helped out, actually took the man themselves to, they found out his address, took him to his house. Got him in and put him in his bed and hung out there until they found a friend. And whenever the friend showed up is when the police officers ended up leaving. To commemorate the night, though, they used the drunk man's cell phone to take a selfie. So here's another picture you can look up, everybody. There's a picture with them at the edge of the bed, and he's laying down, covered in a blanket, and they're smiling at the phone camera, and he's in the background laying down, but you can see his face, and he's giving a thumbs up to the camera.
That's
He,
super weird.
yeah, so he totally forgot this and woke up and posted it onto social media, saying, "I woke up and look at what I found. Look at this selfie."
But I don't know. That like that borderlines on inappropriate for the officers, I feel like. Maybe not. I don't know. It's a
Just a
little creepy.
selfie, or them helping him get home, or what?
Yeah, the selfie, because clearly he didn't take it.
He liked it. He wrote in his post, he wrote, "So, was just looking through my phone, and turns out these good blank took some banner selfies after they took my drunk butt home. Bloody legends."
Well, good.
So, would you would feel a little awkward or something if you woke up after a drunk night and went through your pictures and saw a selfie with you and two cops?
Yeah, I would. If I, especially if I didn't remember it.
I think it's funny. Anyone finds me drunk and helps me get home, go ahead. You could take a selfie with my picture. I mean, with my picture. Let's take a selfie
Was like, wait,
with me. With my phone. You can use
That'd
my
be
phone
even
to take a
more creepy.
selfie. A picture of like a cop next to a picture of me. All right, so Danielle would not like that, I guess.
No, not at all.
Has anyone ever done that to you, or have you done that to anybody? Like just taking somebody's phone when they haven't realized and taking a picture of anything or a selfie or something? Has anyone done that to you?
No one sent it to me because my phone is locked and you can't get to the camera from the lock screen.
Oh,
Because I'm smarter than that.
really?
And I have done it for to other people though.
Oh.
Like my friends.
Yeah.
Not like random drunk people.
So it's okay with friends, but not if you don't know them.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. I don't agree, but I can understand it. I think it's funny. Go ahead and do it to me, people.
So the point, like, okay, random people, when you're fully aware of what you're doing at the time, is okay-ish. Like, that's just a prank. But the fact that he was... What?
I think that's actually creepier. Like, because these police officers helped them. So, like, if somebody helped me and brought me home, and they're like, oh,
but you don't remember it. So you don't know what else happened.
Oh, then you talk to your friends or whatever. But, I mean, like, they helped you out.
But he didn't have a friend there.
But if it's just, like, a random person, like, I'm, like, I don't know, at a restaurant, I get to go to the bathroom, and someone, like, on the table next to me picks up my phone, takes a picture, and puts it back. Like, I think that's creepy.
I think it's... creepy, but it's like a prank creepy. It's not creepy like holy crap stalkerish, whereas like I don't
what kind of a prank is that though, because it's a person you never knew and it's a person you'll never see again and they just randomly did it.
I don't know,
it's not much of a prank. I think it's more creepy than it's prank.
I think it's creepier if it happens when you're like passed out and you don't know what's going on because you don't know what else happened.
All right. Agree to disagree then. Tell us your thoughts, people. Let us know.
I mean, that might just be a woman's perspective too, in the sense where that's like stranger danger and holy crap, what just happened?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I can see that. Stranger danger, I like that. Stranger danger.
And like if this happened without me realizing it and I'm in the picture, then what else happened? But for real.
Yeah. I got you.
This is why I don't get drunk, because I like to be a control freak and know what's going on in my life.
I think it being police officers, though, that makes it feel like a little, like, you're not really worried, like, I don't know. But, yeah.
I would still be worried.
All right. Let's wrap up the news here. This month was Movie Challenge. And, it's the end of the month, so it's time to do the Movie Challenge. And Danielle had to watch, what did you watch there? Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes.
And I had to watch Shutter Island. So, if you would like to skip ahead past this, check out the show notes to find out what time to skip ahead to. But if you're going to listen, here we go. Movie Challenge. It's a movie challenge, folks. Here we go. Planet of the Apes and Shutter Island. And it's the Planet of the Apes from 1968, folks, not the new one.
Oops.
Did you watch the Tim Burton one?
No, I'm just kidding. I watched the correct
one. I know. We talked about it, that which one to watch. All right. You know, it's funny. I'm going to let you go first, but I want to say, I thought about this, so, you know, spoiler alert, skip ahead if you want to. After I finished watching my movie and thought about what movie you had to watch, I realized that both of these movies have a similar twist to them. Did you catch that?
I do.
Yeah.
There's a twist in Planet of the Apes?
Yes, there is. I mean, it's so old, you might have known it already going into it, but...
So I guess that can start my review is I didn't. All I knew was that there was a planet of apes and there were humans who were lowly and that it was like dystopian. And that's all I knew.
Okay.
But although I didn't love it, I definitely liked it more than I expected to. I thought I was gonna absolutely hate the movie. And it does start off super boring. So part of my,
It does, yeah.
I love movies from like the late 30s into like mid to like the late 40s, I guess. But my their one fault is that they have the credits at the beginning, and this movie had the credits at the beginning. I hate when movies have that. It's so boring. But it starts off kind of super duper slow. I mean, the whole movie is super duper slow. It's almost 3 hours long.
It's
And
only, well, I'm seeing it's only 1 hour 55 minutes.
it's 168 minutes. So 2 hours, and I don't know. That's what it said on the back of the box, 168 minutes.
Yeah, I'm reading 112. You must have got like an extended version or something. Holy crap.
I don't know. It was long. But it wasn't. So, and then the whole like maybe first 20 minutes, I was like, oh, well, I'm probably not gonna like this movie, but maybe it's like one of those movies that's so bad it's funny, because it was like starting to turn that way, where like there were just really stupid parts that just made me laugh. Like it was just so bad, or maybe like just so old.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's dated.
But then it didn't. Then it started to have a little bit of interest in it, and it never got past the little bit of interest, but the little bit of interest was better than no interest at all. So, but I was pretty much right. It's in a dystopian world, and there are apes there. So there are these guys and one girl, three guys and a girl that are in the space shuttle. They decide they're going to fast forward through time to restart the human race on a different planet. And they land, and it's like 3,000 years later, and the girl is dead. So there goes that idea. And then they like go and look for they think they're on this different planet, and they go and look for civilization and find it in apes who capture them and think that humans are just dumb and don't speak, which they kind of are in that planet. But yeah. And so that was it.
Okay.
And it was more interesting than I thought. I didn't hate it. I definitely, I know there are a million others, and I definitely will not anymore.
So they go off into space and they're put into like hibernation when they're on their spaceship. And
Right.
then their spaceship crash lands. And on this planet that you're talking about. But then on at the very end, the last scene of the movie, did you realize what he finds out?
Yeah, but it kind of tells you that the whole time. It really wasn't a big twist. I kind of knew that the whole time.
That he landed on Earth? It's just in the future?
Yeah. They hint at it so much during the movie that it was kind of like, yeah, that's what happened.
Oh, see, most, I mean, back when I watched it, I didn't get it. And a lot of people that I talked to, they didn't get it until that final scene. Like, that's known for that final scene where, like, holy crap, this has been Earth the whole time.
How do you not get it though? Because the apes talk the whole time about finding stuff from prehistoric humans that were advanced. So clearly they're on the same planet. Like,
No, they. Do you thought they were assumed it was just a planet of apes, like they call it, planet of apes, like it's a different
they
planet.
talk about finding human bones with advanced technology.
What was the advanced technology? I just remember dolls, I thought.
They had dolls, they had weapons, and they had, I don't remember what else. They had dolls and weapons, though. Oh, and like the one had like a pacemaker and.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't remember that.
And, well, dentures, but that's not really advanced technology, and glasses. But yeah, like you, it's very clear the whole time. I mean, maybe not the whole time, but at least 3/4 of the movie.
Yeah, because he doesn't end up finding that stuff until he goes into the whatever that was called, like the dead zone or like wherever they're supposed to stay away from. Yeah.
Well, there's still like at least a third of the movie left by then.
Yeah, possibly. And, yeah.
But you hear about that, like that's when you see it, but you hear about them finding it way before that.
Well, then you're smarter than most people.
Thank you.
Welcome.
So, no, these movies didn't have twists. Just yours.
No, they did. So, what would you give Planet of the Apes?
I'll give it a 2.5.
Okay.
It wasn't terrible. Not enough for a 3 out of 5, but 2.5.
Okay, good.
If somebody made me watch it, I wouldn't hate them.
Good, so you don't hate me.
Yeah. I really thought, I was like, seriously, seriously dry. Like, I literally watched it this morning because I was just dreading it so much. So, yeah.
Yeah, and then the rest of the movies are pretty cool because it takes you through the whole story and shows you how it kind of ends up going around in a circle, but how they try to break that circle. Of, you know, where we are today to ending up, how it ends up in that movie where the apes rule the world. So,
yeah, that doesn't interest me.
I watched. What?
It was definitely a movie. I thought that it was going to be a lot of action and war and stuff between planets and like apes and humans. But it wasn't that at all. Yeah. It was definitely a low-key plot. Like, a low-key storyline. Where it was just, like, you're seeing a moment in somebody's life. There was no action, really. There were bits of action, but, like, not...
Oh, no, it's more drama than it is action.
Yeah. Which I was definitely not expecting, so...
What do you think of Charlton Heston's performance?
It was good.
Have you seen him in anything else?
I have not.
I don't think I have either. Yeah, he's pretty good. I thought his
character was a jerk, but yeah, whatever.
All right.
Such a jerk. He was such a jerk, like the whole movie. I'm such an idiot. Oh my gosh.
Well, I got to watch a Martin Scorsese movie, which I did not know he directed. Yay. This. Shutter Island. He's a great director. I don't know if there's anything I've seen of his that I have not liked. But I have stayed away from the stuff of his which I knew I wouldn't like.
Like The Aviator. I was not that big of a fan. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see that. I wasn't like, ooh, Martin Scorsese, you gotta see that. Nah, I knew I wouldn't like it, so I just stayed away. Shutter Island was a movie I was interested in when it came out, and then I just never saw it, and I kind of forgot about it, and it just fell down in that deep, dark cave, and I never watched it until now when you made me watch it. It has Leonardo DiCaprio in it. Ben Kingsley, who is awesome. Mark Ruffalo, who I did not know was going to be in this movie.
Love him.
He stole the movie for me because I was not expecting him to be in it. Michelle Williams was in it, and she was pretty good, really good. And then the guy, I don't know what I know him from, but like the bald German psychologist or whatever he is, Max von Sydow. I know him from something else, but he was really good too. So the acting was great in this. And it starts out as a mystery. More, I was really excited because it's Leonardo DiCaprio and Mark Ruffalo play U.S. Marshals, and they have to go to this island, Shutter Island, because someone is missing there, and they have to find out where they are, and they start investigating it, and it's a very much modern crime noir. And I was so excited for this. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. You can already tell the acting's good. I like crime noirs, and I haven't seen a good modern one. And I was so into this. And then towards the end of the movie, towards the middle, it slowly starts changing. And then towards the end, boom, guess what? It's not a crime noir at all. And
That's so
that's when the twist happens, which it turns out, because this island is full of it's full of psychiatric patients. So it's for the ones that are really bad for the most part. And so it turns out that Leonardo DiCaprio, the head U.S. Marshal, is actually one of those patients. And this is a persona that he makes for himself and acts out. And he's been wanting to do it for like he always acts like he's this guy, says he's this guy, this U.S. Marshal, gives himself a different name. And so Ben Kingsley decides, hey, let's just let him go with this, and we'll set everything up for him to just play this out. So they give him like 2 days to just play out this whole scenario to try and bring him back. And it works. He ends up coming back, but then of course, at the end of the movie, he forgets, with air quotation marks, about who he really is, and he resorts back to being this U.S. Marshal until he gives this line about, being here makes me really, really think about if it's better to, what is it, better to die a hero or to live as a monster. So you kind of leads you to assume, if you wish, that he kind of knows what he's doing. Inside, at least, and that he's choosing not to remember. So, it was good. I liked the drama parts, the action parts, the mystery parts. My biggest disappointment, like I said, is that it did not stay a crime noir. The one thing I didn't get is, so they set up this whole scenario for him, but the intro, the beginning of the movie starts with him on a boat, on the ferry, coming into the island. How did they get him on that ferry and have him leave and turn it around and come back? And that doesn't process in his brain that that happened. That's what I'm not sure about. But everything else goes really well. Everything else makes sense and flows nicely. But that's the one part that just keeps sticking in my head. Like, how can they even explain that part?
See, and I was going to rewatch it because I haven't seen it in so long, but I didn't. I should have. I do remember them being on a boat in the beginning, but I don't remember if there was an explanation or not.
No, there. I mean, I didn't see one. I even went back through everything in my head, but I also liked how Mark Ruffalo. They play to your typical movie thought that Mark Ruffalo might not be playing for the same team as Leonardo DiCaprio because he's a new U.S. Marshal that Leonardo has never worked with before. So they try and make it out like maybe he was planted there and he actually works for the people on this island. Because what happens is, he thinks everybody on this island is against him, and they're trying to hide more than just this missing person. And so, to do part of that, when he's on the boat at the very beginning, Leonardo asks him about how the weather is in Seattle. And Mark Ruffalo says, oh, I don't live in Seattle, I live in Portland, because they're real close. big cities right near each other. And so towards the end of the movie, Leonardo asks him, "Oh, so how do you think the weather is right now in Portland?" And Ruffalo says, "Oh, I'm not from Portland. I'm from Seattle." So he changes it up. So you start thinking, "Oh, no, Mark Ruffalo is against him. He's working for the island." And then it turns out, no, he actually just forgot because he's not that good of an actor in this. Not as a real actor, but acting out as a U.S. Marshal. And he forgot where he was actually supposed to be from.
Ruffalo. So this is one of the first movies that I saw Mark Ruffalo in, and I just started like I saw him in a chick flick, and I liked him in that, and then I saw him in this, and I was like, he is a very diverse actor because that's like completely different from a chick flick. And I've liked his acting ever since.
It was good. Whole movie was really good. I would definitely give it 5 stars.
Yay, victory! I chose well. I'm
You did.
excited. And you didn't choose as poorly as I thought you did, so.
Yay, you don't hate me.
So, if you're interested in a very long movie about apes and humans and dystopia in a dystopian world, go see Planet of the Apes.
And you don't mind the ending being ruined already before you see it.
Really, it's not going to be ruined at all. You'll see it coming.
All right, that's a wrap on that. Let's move it on to IMD birthdays and see whose birthday it is.
Today is your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Tell me more, tell me more, tell me whose birthday it is.
Okay. So I'm going to go through them kind of quickly because they're actually kind of a lot.
Right, let's run down this list.
The first two are people who have passed away, but I felt like it was worthy mentioning them. Andy Griffith,
Oh
it was
yeah.
his birthday, and also Marilyn Monroe.
Oh wow. Yeah, two big ones.
Yeah. It is also Amy Schumer's birthday. She turns 38. You used to love Amy
I
Schumer.
used to,
Um,
until she got awful.
she hits waves for me. So I disliked her, and then I liked her, and then I disliked her, and I'm back to kind of liking her again. So
I
she's
just
not as grungy as she used to be.
can't take her how she thinks she's the number one knowledgeable person in politics and has to spread it to everybody.
I have never heard her talk politics.
Oh gosh, that's all I ever see her talk about anymore.
Really?
Yeah, she's
Where?
always in the news for something she said or did about politics.
You sure you're talking about Amy, like the person who does Full Frontal?
I don't know who does Full Frontal, but I am talking about Amy Schumer. The girl we saw,
Okay.
the comedian girl that we saw, right? Amy
Yeah.
Schumer. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's her.
Well, it is also Morgan Freeman's birthday. He
Whoa!
turns 82.
God in the movies, Morgan Freeman.
And Tom Holland turns 23 today.
And the guy that makes more money than God, because he's Spider-Man.
And the last two I'm gonna mention, but more. Oh, and Heidi Klum. Sorry, forgot Heidi Klum. She
Wow.
turns 46 today.
Man, you aren't kidding. These are some big hitters today.
Right? And then I'm gonna end with two that aren't big hitters, but that I'm gonna mention out of just nostalgia. And the first one is Danielle Harris. And I know her from when I was a kid. There was a movie on Disney Channel called Wish Upon a Star, and she was in it with Katherine Heigl. and they were teenagers, and they like were sisters that switched places because they wished upon a star to switch places. And I used to love that movie because it was like a teenage movie, but I was just a kid. I was like in elementary school, so I
That's just like Traded Places or whatever all those other movies are called.
like Freaky Friday. Sort of, but with sisters instead of a mom and a daughter. And then
Well, apparently,
last.
let me interrupt real quick. I looked it up real quick just to see if I know her at all. Apparently, all she does is horror movies anymore.
I know she's in Halloween.
I looked her up. Here are her last movies: Halloween 5, Halloween 4, Halloween the remake, Halloween 2 the remake, Hatchet 2, Hatchet 3, Urban Legend, See No Evil 2.
She was in the old Halloweens.
And the newer, not the newest, but the Rob Zombie remakes she was in.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, go ahead. Who else?
I don't know from anything except for that one Disney Channel movie. And another nostalgia one is it is Oliver James's birthday, who was in one of my favorite teen movies, What a Girl Wants, with Amanda Bynes, and he's the other main character. I love this movie so much that I rewatched it like every day for like 4 months straight. I'm not even kidding you. Like, I would put it on while I cleaned my room. I would put it on while I was doing my homework. I would put it on like every single day I rewatched this movie. So, there you go. Those are our birthdays today.
And he hasn't done anything since 2009,
Another
2012, 2012.
thing I've seen him in is a movie called Raise Your Voice with Hilary Duff.
Yeah, Raise Your
So,
Voice, yeah. Then he did a couple things like Roadkill in 2011 and Black Force in 2012.
yeah, I don't know those.
Nope.
I just mainly know him for What a Girl Wants, and then I have seen Raise Your Voice, but I didn't like it as much. What a Girl Wants is my jam. It's my movie jam.
Okay.
I know Amanda Bynes went a little nutso, but I love Amanda Bynes so freaking much.
right.
And that's it.
Happy birthday to everybody. Now it's time to move on to the movie update. Movie update time. Let's take a look at last weekend's top 10 and how they fared in the box office. Obviously, number one fared the best. Number 10.
Wow.
I need the drum beat. Brunch. The rim
Oh,
shot.
even the drum was the drum. Even the drum didn't want to do that one.
Ouch. Number 10. Long Shot with $1.9 million. Number 9, The Intruder, $2.9 million. A little bit of a jump up to number 8, The Hustle with $4.5 million. Number 7, A Dog's Journey, $5.4 million. Now we're going to jump up to 6 with seriously, Booksmart, $8.7 million. You know, I read some really good reviews on that. I thought it was gonna fare better. I'm gonna, just for that, I'm gonna go see it. I'm gonna give them my $8 now. Let's
You
make that
should.
8.7 and $8. 8.7 million with eight more dollars.
That'll move it up to nowhere.
Funny, the one review I read, after,
Wait,
the.
you heard it was good and you only read one review?
No, I was going to tell you about one of the reviews I read
Oh,
was
you
that,
said the one review I read.
but like the
Like
one review I
it
was,
was the
no, just like saying like the one review I read was about this topic or whatever.
and
So anyway, so one review I read was they actually said the same thing I did. They compared it to Superbad. They said it's this generation's Superbad.
Do you know in the trailer it says that?
No, are you saying not the one I watched the
Yes.
last week?
In the trailer it says that.
Oh. Yeah, the one the trailer I saw didn't say that. It didn't compare it to anything.
It like says it like it's typed, you know, like how in
Oh.
trailers they'll have
Yeah.
like at the end like reviews. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think mine did. Number so that was number six with 8.7. Number five, Brightburn with 9.6 million. That just came out last weekend as well. Which is doing all right for itself because did you know that was a low budget movie?
I did not.
Yeah, its budget was let me see, I thought I had it here. But it was like 1 point some million dollars, I think. That's crazy. Yeah, I was expecting this because it's, like a hero-ish kind of movie. So I thought it was going to have this big budget with, lots of special effects and stuff. But no, it says, I thought I read 1 million something here. It says 6 million, though. But still, $6 million budget, and it's made over $9 million. 9 million was just from last weekend, so not too bad for it, I guess. Number
Yeah.
four, Pokemon Detective Pikachu. Still up there at 17.2 million. Here we go, our top three. We have John Wick, we have Avengers, we have Aladdin. Number three, Avengers Endgame with $22 million. Number two, which one is it?
John
John.
Wick.
You are correct, John Wick, Chapter 3, $30.9 million. And at number one, we have Aladdin. How much do you think Aladdin brought in?
$3,100 million.
You are so close.
Yes.
116.8 million dollars. Way more than I thought it would make. I'm surprised with that one. Have you seen any of these movies?
I have not.
I actually
Is not
saw
my track.
Brightburn. I saw Brightburn yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was it's okay. I wasn't disappointed watching it, thinking I wasted some time. Especially 'cause it is a shorter movie, it's an hour and a half. Which nowadays that's short, especially for like an action superhero movie that's really short.
Right.
But I think it showed because I got done watching the movie and it was one of those like, oh, really? It's done already? I feel like they could have added a lot more story to that, put a little more meat on that movie. It's not bad for what it is. But yeah, it definitely could have been longer. They could have put some more meat and bones in it. But not saying that they didn't really do anything wrong. They just, other than just not putting more story into it. And it was especially weird because it's been compared to Superman so much. You think you're going to get that Superman, like Superman the movie where he lands on the spaceship and the adults that are going to become his parents go out to the spaceship and take him out and hold him and talk about it and stuff. And that doesn't happen. It doesn't happen at the beginning of the movie. But they do show a little bit of a flashback later on where they show part of that. But yeah, like the spaceship
Gotcha.
crashes and then they show some homemade videos of the child as a baby pretty much. And then it comes up and says 10 years later. So it's real weird.
It always looked like a Superman mixed with the Omen. I've seen neither movie,
Yeah, I haven't seen
but.
Omen. I always thought you saw Superman, but you just didn't like
I did see Superman, but I remember 0% of it.
it. I was gonna say, because if I knew you didn't see that, I would have definitely made it a movie challenge for you.
I'm actually pretty sure I've seen it twice, but I don't remember it at all
Okay.
because that's how boring it was.
Ouch.
But I would definitely rewatch Planet of the Apes before I rewatched.
Oh, wow. Moving on before my heart breaks here. Avengers Endgame, if you are wondering how it fares in the all-time box office, it is still number two. Avatar remembers at $2.788 million. Avengers Endgame is at $2.695 million. Or, sorry, billion. We're in the billions at this point.
So you were so sure it was going to be well beyond to this week.
I don't think I said well beyond, but I don't. Did I say this week? I thought, no.
Yeah, you did.
You know what?
Go back.
Go back and listen to the tape.
Did.
Because I remember I was sure that it's going to pass it. And you're like, how can you be so sure? And I said, because that was Avatar's all-time when it was out for however many weeks. I had it looked up. And I was like, Avengers has only been out for 5 weeks so far. And that's why
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, 34 weeks for Avatar and 5 weeks for Avengers Endgame. So I'm still sure that it's going to pass. Not this week, but it will pass. All right, let's take a look at the movies coming out this weekend. There's not much. We got three in the theaters, one on Netflix. First one in the theaters is just called Ma. That's right, M-A, Ma. And you watch the trailer and it starts out, oh, look at this. This is pretty cool. This lonely middle-aged woman helps out some teenagers. She's reluctant at first but ends up helping them buy some alcohol. Then she invites them.
Yeah, that's not cool. Let's rephrase that. That's not cool. Anyway.
Did I use the word cool?
Yes, you did.
So anyway, this cool lady helps them out and buys them liquor. I mean, they're not like kids. They're like I don't know if they're in high school.
Still underage and illegal.
Yeah, like 18, 19, 20. So invites them back to her house. Like, oh, I got a place to party. You can come down to my basement. So they come down to the basement. Of course, you're thinking.
Super creepy.
Yeah, you're thinking at this point, like, no. Especially since of the movie, like, don't go in the basement. Do not go back to her house. But of course, they decide to. And everything's all cool. Oh, yeah, everything's working out. She's like, just don't go upstairs. I don't want you upstairs at all. So it looks like they go probably visit a couple times in the basement, have lots of rave parties there. And then, of course, one of the girls decides, I'm going to go look upstairs and see what's up there. Well, she doesn't like what she finds. And Ma doesn't like that she finds her up there. And that's where this turns into a thriller/horror movie. How'd I do on that one?
Good.
Okay. It looks slightly different enough to make it interesting compared to other thriller horror movies. Do you think so?
Really?
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
Though I'm not a horror kind of person. No. So the only thriller horror movie I've ever really liked was Disturbia.
I never saw that one.
Yeah, it was pretty good. With Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, gosh.
Before he had his downfall.
I never cared for him too much.
Oh, I think he's a spectacular actor. I saw him, so he used to be in a show, Even Stevens, on Disney Channel, and I liked the show, and he played this like goofy character. But then there was this movie, the Disney movie, and it was called True Something, and he played I believe he was either autistic or had an intellectual disorder of some sort, and he was phenomenal in this movie. Phenomenal. And I just like, I feel like that's when I first realized that, you know, like what good actors are. I was just in like maybe middle school, maybe early high school. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if I've liked anything I've seen him in, but oh well. Next movie coming out is Rocket Man. And it's called that because it's the newest biopic coming out. about Elton John. It's the story of Elton John through his breakout years, when he was a kid until, through when he breaks out and a little farther on. But that's what it kind of centers on, is when he's just turned into the man who becomes Elton John, because his real name is not actually Elton John. That's a name that he ended up making. So it's his formation into Elton John. Anything I need to add to that one? We decided you also are not really into the biopics with that are fictionalized, right?
It's not so much that I'm not into them and more that I've just never seen any.
Okay.
So maybe I'm not into them because I haven't seen any. It's not that I don't want to see them. It's just that that's not the first movie I'm going to go to.
It's not that I don't want to see them. I just don't have an interest in them, so.
Well, it's not that I don't have an interest
I'm
in them,
saying
though. It's just
me.
that I Oh,
It's not that
like
I
it's not
don't.
that I don't have interest in them. I just that's not a movie. If there's a different movie that I'm interested, like very interested in, I'd rather spend my money on that. Anyway.
So, if 4 months go by and the only thing that comes out in the theater are biopics, you're gonna watch one.
No, like if I'm like I'm gonna go to the movies this week and there's a biopic and nothing else that I'm interested in, then I'll go see it. I am interested in the Beatles one that's coming out, though, which isn't a biopic, I guess. So that's probably why I'm not more very interested in it.
What's that one going to
So
be?
never mind. It's more of a fictional story that is this guy hits his head, and when he wakes up, there he discovers that like he's in this world, like it's in the same world, but like for some reason nobody knows who the Beatles are. So when he plays a song, they're like, "Holy crap, you just made that up!" And he's like, "No, it's from the Beatles." And they're like, "Who are the Beatles?" And then so he like just takes all their songs and he becomes the artist.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely not a biopic.
Yeah, no, it's not.
So our third and last movie coming out in the
What
theater. So our last movie coming out in the theater is Godzilla, King of the Monsters. This is a follow-up to the last Godzilla movie that came out that did pretty well. This one had a budget of $200 million. Yikes. I'm kind of afraid when you see that with a movie, especially when it's not like the big time superhero movies now. Something that's $200 million budget. Oh, man, that's got to do really good to fare well,
Yeah, I feel
But
like the last Godzilla movie did fairly well.
I think it did, but I don't know if it had a budget that big.
Well, maybe that's why they made this even bigger, is because they're like, it's got to do even better.
So this one has, like they say, King of the Monsters. There's a battle amongst different monsters, like the oh, what's his name? Mothra, Road, Mothra, the moth one, and then Rodan, and then that three-headed monster thing. I don't know anything about Godzilla, so. But yeah, all the monsters kind of battle it out. Like, there's ones that are fighting a little, like, more for good and whatever. Can you help me
So
out?
weird.
Are you able to help me out here or no?
It's a monster movie.
The Monster Mash.
That's really all you need to know. It's a monster
Did
movie.
you see the first one? Of the series?
The only Godzilla I've ever seen is the one with Matthew Broderick.
Yes, that's got good music in it. That was the other thing I was going to say about Brightburn. Brightburn didn't spend any money on their music, because I don't honestly know if there was any kind of soundtrack in it at all. Like, I mean,
I
instrumental
mean,
or not, I mean, there was that little, like,
there it was.
maybe
I can
that.
guarantee
Well,
you there
yeah,
was.
there was that, like, creepy kind of horror sound, like they put in the horror movies. But that was about it. There was nothing, like, nothing even stuck out or anything like that. Like, you figure this good big supervillain movie is going to have, like, a nice theme. for him, but it doesn't at all. Anyway, so that was
Godzilla. He's not a super... Well, okay, go on.
Godzilla, King of the Monsters was that one. That's all coming out in the theaters. If you don't feel like going to the theaters and you stick your butt on the couch and go back in your lazy boy and watch a movie, well, that's good if you like rom-coms like Danielle does, because coming out is Always Be My Maybe. That's right, I said maybe, not baby. This stars Ali Wong, who is apparently a popular Asian comedian because she's all over Netflix. She's had a couple specials on there already.
And she's also in the show American Housewives. American, not Housewives, American Housewife. Oh. Very different than Housewives. Very different.
And so is that that's I'm guessing that's not a reality show?
No.
Okay. And Randall Park is in this Always Be My Maybe as well. Randall Park has been in tons of stuff. I mean, I haven't seen Aquaman, but he was in Aquaman. He was in Ant-Man and the Wasp. He's on Fresh Off the Boat.
Yes.
If you like kid shows, he's in he was in iCarly. He was a New Girl. I mean, when you see a picture of him, you're going to go, yeah, I've definitely seen him in something. I have no idea what, but I've seen him in something. I mean, he was in Community. There's a ton.
Unless you watched Fresh Off the Boat, because then he was like main character.
Yeah, he's the main character, and that's
new. How I knew him. Yeah. And I didn't realize that he was in those other things, actually. I just knew him from Fresh Off the Boat.
So this girl, Ali Wong, and the guy, Randall Park, were best friends all through like grade school, up through high school. And then they kind of went their separate ways. I mean, they were more than best friends, too. Like, they made out. They go their separate ways. And they end up meeting each other again. Because when Randall Park comes in, he comes into Ali Wong's house to do work. I can't remember if it was like he's an electrician or whatever he is. And so they meet again. And Ali Wong is engaged and gonna get married, and no, she's not gonna get married. The guy that was gonna marry her ends up canceling and saying, I'm not ready to get married. So now she's gotta go back on the dating scene. So it becomes a rom-com because it's the, do they get back together again? Do they not get back together again? Charades that they have to go around. You're the rom-com girl. Go ahead, tell me. Anything you want to add there?
Nope.
Oh, man. I did a good job with trailers this week, then.
Good. Congratulations.
Good to end the season on a high note here.
Yay!
Woo-hoo. All right, so those are your
movies.
It's
my sound effect for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Man, and I got you a movie that you didn't hate for the movie challenge. Ooh, man, what a week this is. All right, now it's time to move on to everyone's favorite. Not everyone's. That's right, because we did some voting, and some people said that they liked the weird news better. But some people said they liked the... It was about 50-50 split, I believe. I didn't actually end up counting all the other stuff other than Twitter, but I believe it was a 50-50 split between Word or Story and the weird news. So let's move on to Word or Story. Number one, shock.
Therapy.
Whoa.
So when I was in high school, I had very, very bad back spasms, and I had to get physical therapy, but the doctor actually wrote down for the physical therapist that I should also get shock therapy for my back. And
you didn't, did you?
No, well, when I went to the physical therapist, they're like, we're not going to do that. And I was like, thank you.
I was going to say, I remember this.
It's supposed to hurt, though. It's actually supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, I remember your back issues, but I was going to say, I don't remember you getting shock therapy.
Yeah, I mean, and it sounds worse than it is. They just, like, attach some, like, little
electrodes.
Like, circle thingies to your back, just and then
test
just like
some electrodes to shock you. That's all.
But it doesn't send like big shocks. It just sends
It's just
like
little
tiny.
shocks.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
For
like,
real.
static electricity shocks, you know, they're just little shocks, but, you know, they don't feel bad at all. I could do tons of those.
Whatever.
A shock is a shock. Number two, carpenter.
Jesus was a carpenter.
He was.
That's what I got. That's all I got for you.
Number three, gorgeous.
I don't know. You're looking super gorgeous today, Roy.
Considering you can't see me, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's what I got for you too. That's happy belated Brother Day.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Hey, so you didn't end up telling our other brother Happy Brother Day?
No.
Oh,
I
man.
just don't like him as much as I like you.
He wrote your name down in a notebook somewhere.
What?
You know, like to do when they like serial killers in movies and stuff, write people's names down that they want to go
Well,
after.
okay, serial killers don't do that because they're smarter than that.
Well, in movies, I
But
said in movies.
teenagers do. They make hit lists. Yes. That's a thing when I was in high school.
I'm just specifically thinking of the movie The Jerk with Steve Martin.
Oh.
All right. Where are we at there? Number four. Let's rein the show back in. Number four. Hoax.
I feel like I've got a good story for hoax, but I just don't know what it
I thought you were going to say, I've got a good story. I probably shouldn't say it on this podcast.
No, I just don't know what it is. I always thought that hoax was a really fun word. I think I learned it late in the game. Like in high school, I feel like hoax is such an easy word, but I didn't learn it till high school, and it's fun. I don't know. I'm super sorry.
Right, we'll go on to number five. Kind-hearted.
Not me.
Ouch.
Why are you saying ouch?
It's mean to yourself.
Oh, but it's true.
You don't think you're a kind-hearted person?
No, I don't. I think that I try, but I do not succeed.
After all the times you yell at me on this show, and you think you're not the kind-hearted person.
Well, that's because I'm the one doing the
Well, I meant like yelling at me for like saying stuff that's not politically correct or whatever.
yelling. That's because it's easier to correct other people than it is to correct yourself. Fun fact, but true fact.
All right, that's a wrap on Word of Story. Danielle, tell us. We all want to know. What was your last purchase?
Unfortunately, it was blood work for my dog.
Oh.
Yeah. Not a fun purchase at all.
She doing
Poor
okay? Everybody wants to know.
dog. No, my poor dog's had major anxiety for the past month and it just keeps getting worse, and so we're eliminating some medical possibilities.
Oh, okay. Well, that coincides with my last purchase, which I will tell you just because it goes together so well. My last purchase actually was CBD oil for my dog.
Oh, that was
Because,
recommended to me.
yes, and that's why I brought it up, because I was going to say that is one of the things that it's supposed to help. So I actually just purchased some, not for that, for my dog. My dog doesn't need it for that, but for her joints, the pain she has in her joints, like arthritis type pain. And the CBD oil is supposed to be really good for that as well. So,
Good to know.
yeah. So you might have to get some and try it out and see if that works for your dog for her issues.
I might have to. I'm pretty much out of resources right now. So I think I get so frustrated because I'm a behavioral specialist. So this is like literally my job is to figure out the change and help change the behavior. And I cannot figure out what changed her. I
No.
can't.
Huh, that's crazy. I wish I would have known earlier. I just bought that today too. Like we could have doubled up and made the shipping and handling like non-existent. We'll both have to try it, and if we both like it, then we can start going in together for free shipping and handling.
Okay, deal.
right, ladies and gents. I am
You
on
said
Twitter.
jet?
Gents, ladies and
Oh,
gents.
I thought you said jets.
Jets. Ooh, jet. Ooh.
Yes.
Like Paul
Just
McCartney.
like that.
Okay.
Just like that.
I'm on
Or
Twitter.
is it
What?
by Paul McCartney? Or is it by Paul McCartney? Maybe it's all a hoax. Oh!
Ba-dum-tsh.
That was the latest ba-dum-tsh ever.
That was the point. You thought my joke was bad.
Mine wasn't really a joke. It was more of a coinkydinky. Not a coinkydinky. Irony? Not irony. I don't know. Moving on.
We've fallen down a hole here. Somebody rescue us. Right, you can follow me on Twitter. It's at SupermanRoy12. That's the number 1 2 together. You can I will be posting lots of pictures on there this week because there was a picture for pretty much every news article. So make sure you follow. You can email us still at siblingjabber@outlook.com. Visit us anchor.fm/siblingjabber, where you can leave us a voicemail and say, "Hey, have a good summer. Hope you guys come back soon." But best of all, leave us a review, especially on the iTunes, because a majority of people use that for podcasts, and so it looks really good for us, which we have a 5-star rating so far. So even if you just click on the stars, or if you want to leave some kind words, go ahead and do that too, please. That's all I've got for you, though. How about you, Danielle?
I got to nothing.
Okay, well, subscribe just in case anything comes out this summer. And that's it. So have a great summer, everybody. I'm Roy.
I'm Danielle.
Goodbye.
Bye. I've been developing, take a look at the benefits. Nothing to meddle with, I can never be delicate. My irrelevant, that depends how you measure it. Take a measurement to back it up and give me the evidence. Pretty evident, dependable can never be tentative. I'm a gentleman, depending on if I think you're genuine. Pretty elegant, but not afraid to tell you to get it. Grip proper etiquette, I keep it to myself when I celebrate. It's that time again. Better grab your balloons and invite your friends. Seatbelts back on, yeah, strap them in. Look at me, everybody, I'm smiling big. On a road right now that I can't predict. Tell me tone that down, but I can't resist. Y'all know that sound, better raise your fist. The search begins, I'm back, so enjoy the trip.